Just a 4'11 girl trying to face the world, but she doesn't really know what she's doing. She talks to lots of people just about their lives because Brittany really doesn't like to babble about herself. Brittany babbles.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Brittany Babbles, a podcast where I babble and you may or may not listen or learn anything from. So in today's episode, I am talking about how I have learned and I have loved writing. So, without further ado, let's get on with the episode. So, please bear with me, everyone, because I am currently trying to find markers for my dinosaur geology class, because we have to color dinosaurs for funsies, honestly. So, I am trying to find markers because I have not used markers since quite literally I cannot remember the last time. So, this should be fun trying to find some. Honestly, I should just... I know exactly what I'll do. It's all gonna be okay. But I am going to start this episode with talking about how I discovered my love for writing. So, obviously I am like a journalism major, and with that, you know, I have learned, okay, obviously I am like a journalism major, and writing is like a big factor in journalism, but, when I wanted to pursue the career in the major of journalism, I never thought, like, I would actually be a writer. And honestly, it's kind of naive just because writing is such a foundational work for journalism. Like, if you're not a good writer, the quality of your stories for broadcast, for podcast, for radio, like, it's just not going to be good. Now, granted, this podcast that I'm talking to you on is not a production podcast, if you will. It's very much like, I'm talking to you, I don't really read off a script, like, this is just my personal experiences, but if I were to cover maybe, like, a more in-depth story on, I did, like, a more in-depth story on one of my friends that I interviewed, and she did something really cool, and, like, I wanted to, like, make a whole production of it and a whole storyline, then, yes, I would use a script, and I would probably write out the story. But, I didn't realize that I loved writing, and writing was such an integral part of journalism until I started working at the Daily Mississippian. And obviously you guys have heard of the Daily Mississippian from previous episodes, but I really truly did not know how important writing was and how much I actually enjoyed doing it once I got the hang of it until, like, I started working here. And I think writing just, as I said before, gives you a foundation, but it's also such a, like, it is a way to tell other people's stories. And my favorite part of writing, especially for, like, news and newspaper, I love profiles. I love telling people's stories. And that was, like, the most essential, I guess, factor of me choosing to pursue journalism as a career. I just always have enjoyed telling people stories or making stories or, like, doing something creative while telling a story. And it wasn't until I started working at the Daily Mississippian where I realized, I was like, oh my gosh, like, it is so fun to, like, tell people stories, to, like, meet new people, to interview people that you never thought you would. And I've, like, truly enjoyed that. And as I've, like, gone more into the school year while working for the Daily Mississippian, I, like, realized, I was like, man, like, I love writing, not news. And it's so unfortunate because I am a news writer for the newspaper. So I do, sometimes when, like, we have writers to write the actual news, I do a lot of arts and culture and a lot of, like, you know, fun, oh, like, what are the bands coming? Oh, what is this singer doing? Like, and all of that. And I also have realized like how much I love writing diversity pieces, whether it be I wrote about Native Americans, or I wrote about like a sort of history that a lot of people didn't know about, and I wanted to debunk the myth that has been going on in this town for years. And I realized like how much writing can truly impact the world. Like if you read a good news piece or you read a good journalism piece, I mean, it's gonna make you think, and it's gonna make you really evaluate like, oh, like should I be thinking differently on this subject, or oh, should I do more research? And obviously there are bad journalists out there. There are people that are very biased. There's people that put their opinions in instead of the legitimate facts. And I'm not saying that that is good journalism. I'm just saying that there are people, and you do have to be careful about what you read and what you believe. But as a whole, like, I just did not realize how important writing is, not only for good, incredible journalism, but for me in finding, like, yes, I do like writing now. Do I know that journalism or that newspaper writing and news writing is the career path that I want to follow? I'm not sure. But I also do know that whatever I am learning about writing, I can use in all different forms of journalism, whether it be broadcast, whether it be podcast, whether it be radio. It could be multimedia, like making like an Instagram story for a company or something. It's like good foundational writing skills will get you further in the journalism world. And I mean, if you asked me 2 years ago before I started college, like, oh, would you ever write for a newspaper? Oh, would you ever write in general? I would say no. I'm like, no, I'm not interested in writing. I want to do like actual production work. But I honestly have enjoyed writing. And yes, I stress out every week. I stress out so much because I work at the newspaper and I have to find stories and I have to think of stories. And it is stressful. But at the end of the day, it's like once I finish that story, like I feel so much more accomplished, and I feel like, oh my gosh, Brittany, like, you did that. You did that. Good job. And I don't know where my writing skills are going to take me, nor do I even have, like, the slightest glimpse of where I think they would take me. But for the most part, like, I've truly enjoyed my experience writing, and I will most likely continue to pursue it throughout at least my college career writing for the news, but we will see where it takes me after that. But for the most part, that is all I have to talk about in this episode. I hope you've been enjoying this podcast series so far. I have been a little MIA. A lot of the previous podcast episodes that you've listened to before now has all been recorded when I was home during winter break. And now I am in like week three of the school. So I've definitely taken a 3 week hiatus, but I am still producing some more episodes after this one, so don't you worry. And I hope everyone enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you all very soon. Bye!